Good morning, 7:59 a.m. Yes, 7:59 a.m. on 12/6, a Wednesday, December 6, 2012. 2 days in a row. Don't know how long I can keep it up, but I figured I had to get out early today because I have to go to the high school. I have to be there in an hour. So I've got 20 minutes to finish the walk, 20 minutes to get a shower, get my some clean clothes on, and get over to the high school to meet with my students. I got three, down from six. They aren't going to have a whole book by the end of the semester. There's only about 3 weeks left. 3 weeks today, with today, and then finals week for them, and that's it. So we spent some time last time talking about what are we going to do after the semester's over, how do we keep it going, because they want to keep it going, and I just as soon help them. So we'll see. Medical update, the jaw hurts like a bastard today. I think it means it's healing because it sort of itches deep down inside where I can't scratch it, which is just as well because I'd dig my face raw if I could probably. Still got a bit of a bunch, there's a bit of a swelling at the jawline. Still quite sore at the jawline, but all things considered, I'm feeling relatively human, which is a pleasant change of pace, which I think I phrased I overused too much yesterday. So what I'm thinking about is, what a difference poor health makes. And I'm wondering if I did the right thing by pulling the plug on riding, because I certainly haven't done a great job in terms of getting my books turned around. Today probably isn't going to be a day where I can get them turned around either. After the walk yesterday, I went home and took a nap before I could get it posted. Have the luxury. 17:56, 18 minute mile this morning so far. That's not bad. I started Endomondo a bit late, so not bad, not bad. I'll take it. It's also sprinkling just a little bit, so the hood is up in the parka. If you hear odd rubbing, that's probably it. The microphone is clipped to the visor of my cap. So it feels good to be sort of settling back into the groove. I'm going to try to go between 7 and 8 every day. I'm running a bit late today. I wanted to leave right at 7, but kids' ride didn't show up. So I was a little nervous about walking out. They did show up, but then by then I was tied up at something that kept me too long. What I need to be tied up with next is quarter share. But I've got to go do the high school thing this morning, see my students, check in with my peeps. It's been a great deal of fun. And according to Brian Humphrey, their writing skills have really, really taken off. So that's good. I listened to the other, it's a workshop day for the class, which is why it's a long day. And they break into two groups, and everybody brings a piece to every other week they bring a piece to critique, and that's an interesting process, interesting to watch. think it stopped raining. I'm gonna push the hood back. And of course I have another dental appointment on Monday. Go figure. They called just before I got off on the road today. 7:30 in the morning, they're calling to let me remind me of my appointment. Monday the 10th at noon. This is just a cleaning. It shouldn't be too bad because I had a cleaning 4 months ago. And so this should be a quick in out. And that's a couple of less teeth, or at least one less tooth to clean. Not quite sure what she's going to do around that socket. And I'm a little leery about the stitches, which have not yet fallen out. I had real food yesterday. It was soup still, but it was... I made lentil soup. I had cooked a ham bone over the weekend. So I got one of them spiral sliced, marked down post-Thanksgiving hams and warmed it up, roasted it up over the weekend, last weekend. So the family would have ham at least, could eat. And I cut the ham bone out of it yesterday and put it in a pot with some lentils. Would have been better if I'd had some vegetable stock, but I just used water, onions, carrots. Could have used some celery, I suppose. I didn't have any, so I didn't put any in, so that would be why. A lot of oregano, a little bit of basil. Probably could have put on some tarragon. Might have given it a nice little bite. What I did was, I got a couple of pre-cooked, individually wrapped andouille sausages. It's a southern spicy sausage from Louisiana, andouille. It's a quite lovely sausage. It's a very rich. And I sliced up one of those links and tossed it in the pot with the ham bone and the lentils and some tomatoes. And gosh, it's making me hungry thinking about it. This morning I had my homemade bread for the first time since Monday. Yeah, it's a little stale. No, it's a lot stale. I got to make a fresh loaf. But last night I cubed up some of it and put it in the bottom of my bowl so that the broth from the hot soup would soak into it and soften it up. Did a great job. Left me feeling quite satisfied. I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, but I weighed in. 178, baby. 178. Still dropping. 2 pounds a week. 2 pounds every other week. Pound a week. 4 pounds a month. I'm down. I'm down from 198. So I've lost 20 pounds. Well, very nearly. Maybe it was 197. Maybe it was 195. I don't care. Somewhere in there, I've lost some weight. I've lost a good amount of weight. And the doctor was pleased when I went to see him the last time in November, which reminds me I've got to get an appointment for February to go for a checkup. Get weighed in. Get my blood work done again. I also have to go see my rheumatologist. I haven't seen him in a year. My prescriptions are going to expire. Because it's not going to matter because I've got about half a year's supply stashed away because the script is for 2 a day and I only take 1 a day. I'm going to get my wife in to see the rheumatologist because she's got osteoarthritis in her back. Makes her feel huggy. The dog barking. How unusual. Yes, it's a bit of a breeze. It's blowing right straight in my face right now. Feels good, actually. After feeling sick and feverish and injured and everything else. It feels great, actually. I'm still injured. But I'm healing. Wish I could say the same for my sister. Oh well. Monk pole. I don't suppose it's going to be that long before it'll be my turn. I gotta get my books ready. I gotta get my books written. I have new stories that haven't been told yet. I've gotta get those written down. I wonder if I'll have new stories. I wonder if the new stories will be richer than the old stories. Brian Gamblin left a post on Google Plus about how he thought Cypheria's Call was much richer than the previous books. It was doing new things, different things with the story that I wasn't doing before. Thought it was better. I think his book is, he mentioned his book in Vito Rex. And it's very cool story. I haven't read it yet, but I've got snippets of it, and I know what the story is about. I think it's a great concept, a wonderful sequel to Hidden Institute. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Which reminds me, damn it, I've got a book I'm supposed to read for Cindy. Sydney Swanson. She's written a sequel to Saving Mars called Defying Mars. And she needs help with the ending. She wants the feedback Saturday. Today is not Wednesday. Today is Thursday. That's why the doctor's calling today, because they're out on Friday. She got a call from my therapist, too. I've missed 2 weeks for therapy. The 1 week I planned because I was going to be in the dentist chair when I was supposed to be on the couch. Last week, I thought I was going to be done and I was just, you know, all going to bop over and... Because the offices are very close together. They're like 100 yards apart. I thought, well, I'll bop out of the endodontist. I'll just jump into the couch and we'll go and that'll be good. And I got out of the dentist chair and it was like, I'm not going anywhere but home. So I stopped and let them know that I had a bit of a problem that was somewhat unanticipated. Foolishly, perhaps, unanticipated. I should know better than to schedule something after serious dental work. It usually screws me up so badly. Boy, this was no exception either. Wow. Oh, God. Talking hurts. I don't know what I'm going to do with the kids today. I'd cancel, but it's just 3 more weeks. We can just do 3 more weeks. I can do 3 more weeks. It's not like I'm going to get anything accomplished in those hours. So today, particularly, I have to remember to take another dose of antibiotics when I walk through the door. So I'm supposed to take them 4 times a day, and I think I only took them 3 times yesterday. So I want to make sure I get my 4 in today. I took 2 when I got up, which is like 4 o'clock. Oh, FedEx is out early today. Although I forget it's after 8. Almost 8:20. The smell of diesel in the morning. Smells like industry. Almost at the end of the long eastern reach, getting ready to make the turn northward. Boy, the breeze is a bit sharp there at the corner. I can hear it whistling between my face and around the rim of my glasses. Around a bit. Fresh breeze. Flag is standing out smartly on its pole, so it's probably 15 miles, 20 miles an hour, something like that. Flag is waving, it's not whipping. Fingers are cold. I took my gloves off. This might have been a mistake. I'm almost back. I'm tough. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm glad I got the recycling out early today because there's the truck picking up. I missed it 2 weeks ago, so the empty tin cans have been piling up. I mean, the cat food, soda cans, it adds up quickly. Nose is running, eyes are running. I feel like a sick, roomy old man today. Although not as sick and roomy feeling as I did a couple of days ago, I gotta say. At least I'm out walking, moving about. Yeah, my jaw is sore, but I said yesterday, I don't feel sick. It's the first time in weeks. I feel sick. Now, did he leave my buckets or did he take them? I have a couple of kitty litter tubs that I sort. He left them. Bless his heart. All right. Well, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Perhaps I'll talk to you then.